This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! Welcome, all of you! It's great to be back behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering some emails. I want to welcome all of you to the Invent America segment of our radio program, Home Talk USA. It's a segment that we do in the second hour of each week, where we talk to product inventors from all over the country, where we kind of give you a blueprint that if you have an idea on maybe a technology and not familiar about the process. But that's why we're here to help. And I'd like to welcome to the show right now. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. It's always a tongue thing for me, you know, with that. I can never get it out, you know.
Well, sometimes it is for me, too. And, you know, it does belong to me, and I have been using it for a long time. But every once in a while, I'm thinking faster than I can talk, and
yeah.
There it goes.
But we only got so much time to talk, and you're right, I talk quick because I want to try to get all that information, and everybody's always said, hey, Cajun man, just slow down. I said, well, hey, we got a clock here that we have to do. Well, Rita, welcome back again, and we're having a great time with the Invent America segment of Home Talk, a little section of the show that we do on the second hour of each week. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the purpose of the show and, you know, what kind of information we would like to get out there? And of course, I'll
guess.
Well,
you know, it's like you can read my mind because that's exactly what I was thinking about. And, you know, Invent America, our name is because America invents. We've always been full of inventors across this country. And, you know, our best inventors are the people that are working out in the field or something. And it's like the tool breaks and they've got to have a better way to do it. And when your introduction was going on, I was thinking, it's like there's so many inventors that have those brilliant ideas, and they really don't know then the first steps. And that's what we're here to provide, is because our show broadcasts from coast to coast, and a lot of the people will pick it up, and they're out in rural America, and all of a sudden they go, oh, well, that's the way I should do this. And that's what we're here to do, is to provide them with, like you said, the blueprint of what's my first step. How do I make sure, one, I'm not infringing on somebody else, and then how do I go about protecting my idea so that I can get it out there for other people to use? And so we go through those steps. We talk about different challenges. We talk about different resources so that we're really providing and entertaining, because a lot of our inventors just have the best stories to tell. And, you know, they've had problems, so our experts help solve the problems. And we're off to the races. We've got great entertainment because everybody says, oh, I've always dreamed about being an inventor. So we can help them with their fantasy land, and hopefully we get, you know, some of those with fantasy land into reality check.
Well, and I could recall last week's show that, by the way, was one of our top-rated shows because we talked about something last week that was very important, product liability, because basically you can have that idea, put it on a piece of paper, get your patent down, get your molding done, you're ready to produce this, and then all of a sudden you find out you have a product liability issue because the product you want to put on the market, is the liability part of it might very well over exceed what is required by law, and you can't even get your product on a market. So you spent all this money, now you can't even get your product out unless one of the big boys come in and, you know, private license it.
So right, it was, exactly. And there's so many challenges. In a couple of weeks, I've got a guest lined up already that's going to specifically talk about then the different categories of product liability, because it's different in home health care and babies is a big one, to the pet market, which isn't as big a deal. So we're going to talk about, you know, those different industries that people can be in and how the product liability insurance impacts their ability to get it to market and what they need to do then to be able sooner rather than later understand that.
Yeah. And then at the end of the hour, at the last segment of the show, we always like to give that information how you have, if you have an idea what the process is to get your product on this show. Because we are because we are not a pay-to-play network. We're not a brokered network. We don't charge anybody to be on this radio program. Well, we're just looking for the technologies of the future. And that's what keeps this show on the air. And I tell you, I was in your booth at the trade show, and I had a chance to talk to a majority of your inventors. And I need to tell you, the ideas and the entrepreneurship that they possess is amazing. And this is what it's all about. Just to talk to one of these inventors really gives you the positiveness of to say, you know what? Look, the progressives in this country want to kill America. The progressives in this country want to stifle invention, want to stifle manufacturing. They want to kill the idea. What I need to tell you, progressives out there, and this is not a political show, I'm just making a statement. Hey, America's not dead. America's coming back. And if you're going to keep throwing, you know, darts at it, hey, you might hit that board a couple times, but at the end of the day, it's the will of the American dream, the American to provide a family, to provide a great, so you can raise your family in a good area. Because I tell you, I did a show about 15 years ago on manufacturing communities that have manufacturing. And I need to tell you, Rita, the quality of life of these areas are amazing. Good schools, very reasonable tax areas, and it's because, look, let's face it, providing a great American job provides the American confidence that keeps this big clog wheel rolling. Just a fact. It's just a fact, you know?
Well, and it's amazing, you know, I've gone through, and even though an inventor may license their idea, they're going to use somewhere between 12 and 15 different service providers getting their product teed up. So they do help keep America at work, even if they're not doing manufacturing, because that's more the startup realm. We don't work as much in that realm. And so we talk about it, but the whole idea is that America inventing is America producing jobs.
Well, as long
as... Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the scoundrels out there, because I want all of the inventors out there to know where to be aware of what can, you know, really tank their idea. And it's the scoundrels. And there's a bunch of them. We're going to talk about them next week.
Well, very well said. Hey, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, me and Rita, the inventor lady, we got our first guest, our first inventor. I think we're going to be talking about the handy hamper helper. Boy, that is a tongue twister. Handy hamper helper. What are you doing to me, Rita? Oh, my God.
We're testing you.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe it. All right, we're going to take a short break. Always support your local dependent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. We're going to be right back. Yay! To the Invent America Show. We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Invent America radio show, the radio segment of Home Talk USA. I want to welcome all of you with my my co-host, the Inventor Lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, we got our last guest. Who you got lined up for us?
Well, our product expert today is Ron Engsted. He is the president and CEO of Rapid Pro Manufacturing. And in 2001, he was, you're going to love this, he was the production manager and VP at Intermountain Railway Company, which was a model train manufacturing company. And then he and a business partner purchased Rapid Prototyping Corporation, and he put his engineering prototyping services to great use. And now he helps inventors do their prototypes and get set up for manufacturing. So, Ron, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your expertise. And the topic for you today to address is how materials have changed in cost and in the options of those materials over the last 15 years.
Well, Rita and Mike, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be joining you today. And, you know, that's a great question. The costs and even some of the characteristics that are available today compared to 15 or 20 years ago have changed quite a bit. And, it kind of depends on the specifics of the project, but I think with all of our economic awareness and with the costs going up in the supply chain, it's really forced a lot of us to really, dig deep in finding other options and other more cost-effective materials and maybe even manufacturing methods to help our customers and to help inventors, to be more frugal with their cash flow. We all need to keep an eye on that cash and not spend anything extra that we don't need to. So I think, as we get into some of the specifics, plastics kind of make the world go round and have for a long, long time, but those petroleum-based products can be expensive, and also, as we know, they fill up our landfills and they do not degrade. So especially biodegradable materials have become more and more prevalent as we're looking to solve some of those long-term solutions, long-term problems.
I would think that an inventor is better off sooner rather than later contacting someone like you to help them understand options and the costs.
So, Rita, you hit the nail on the head right there. In our design processes and practices, we really focus on design for manufacturability. But even before that, it goes to, an inventor or an entrepreneur that comes up with a new product concept or idea. They've got a vision of, kind of what they see the product being as an end result. It's important for our design team to understand exactly, what their goals are and what they're after. And then we can start presenting options on how to accomplish those goals. Sometimes there's a disconnect in assumptions that are made by an inventor that doesn't have that manufacturing experience, and we can oftentimes provide that experience and some options. So, one example is we've got a customer that is in the remodeling industry, and you're familiar with the recessed can lights, right, that go in basements and a lot of remodels, a lot of new construction. Well, when the electricians install those and then the drywallers come in and work around those, they have to put the drywall in and some finish, and then they've got to texture and paint those enclosures, and they have to mask the electronics inside. So one of our customers came up with an idea that is a pre-designed masking disc that goes into the recessed can to protect it from the paint and the texture. So We've made that in two versions. One is a plastic version that's reusable, so it can be cleaned and reused over and over again for a decade. The other is disposable, and those are made out of just what we're talking about, a paper pulp injected material that is biodegradable and can be discarded and thrown away and doesn't end up in a landfill. And if it does, it biodegrades and turns into the earth.
All right, Ron, I'm
wonderful.
So, we're out of time, Ron. I apologize. Like I said, it goes pretty quick. Now, you have a website,
sure.
rapidpro.com, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's where we can find you, rapidpro.com. Great. Well, Ron,
yep,
thank you so much for being our guest, my friend. I know we're definitely going to get you back in the near future, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. It was fun to join you today.
All right, great. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, me and the Inventor Lady, we're going to wrap up the Invent America show. Don't go nowhere, though. We're going to have some important breaking news coming up right when we come back off a break. So don't go nowhere. This is Invent America, segment of Home Talk USA radio program. I'm the Cajun Contractor, along with Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady. We'll be right back.